information from around the nation. It's the 411. We're sharing a cave. What a way to make your day. Sharing K is on the way. It's the 411. We're sharing a cave. It's about newsmakers, movers and shakers. Inspiration from around the nation.
This is Pastor James McCarroll of the First Baptist Church in the beautiful city of Murfreesboro, Tennessee. I want to thank you for tuning in to hear my dear friend Sharon Kay with What's the 411. She is my favorite talk show host.
Oh, yes, absolutely. He was so precious when he was here. Wasn't that a couple months ago?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I liked his energy. He was good energy.
Yep.
And I could tell his mama raised him well.
Yeah.
Anyway, let me say hello to Nashville, all of our wonderful people. As always, we are totally glad and absolutely delighted that you found us on a lovely, lovely Father's Day. So all of our dads out there, as you are percolating and moving and grooving and doing the things that you're doing, we're just hoping that your day is blessed and highly favored, and that your children will spend a moment with you or whatever, and give you some love, and hopefully you are deserving of it. Amen. I know my daddy was. I know that. Well, happy Father's Day, Mr. L over there.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Are you doing well?
I'm doing well.
And you have, and your family has big plans for you today?
We're supposed to go out to eat.
Well, that's a good plan to have.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's all good. Mm-hmm. And I know all the places are going to be packed and jammed.
We hope, right?
Yeah.
Just like Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah. No, they're going to be packed. Any excuse to go eat, go out and eat, or you can't even guess, they'll be packed. You know, days like that, restaurants look forward to, I guess, to a certain degree, because they know that it's going to be standing room only everywhere. And if nothing makes Daddy happier, it's getting something to eat. Amen? Amen. Yes. I know, because y'all get hungry sometime. Anyway, did you have a big weekend?
Yeah. Yesterday, I was one of three speakers for Father's Day, the father-to-father event in Antioch, Tennessee. So,
how did that go?
Shouts out to Calvin Price. It was excellent. Adrian Davis and the other dads who spoke and the people who showed up. It was nice.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, we all talked about father from different perspectives.
Uh-huh. So what? Give me some quick highlights.
There was the guy who started us off. His name was Stephen. I can't recall his last name, but Stephen. Stephen was adopted, so he talked about his family and what it was like to be adopted.
Yeah.
The second young man was a young man who, fell into a depression and contemplated suicide.
Really?
At a time in his life, and how trying to be a better father sort of saved him from himself.
Mm-hmm.
And then I talked from a perspective of blended families and how to treat stepkids and just the things that come along with those things.
Oh, it's a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah.
Personalities clash, honey. Yeah, that's a nice combination of issues there.
Yeah.
Wow, that's good. Yeah. You all spoke generationally on things, too.
I believe so. I believe he had a very mixture. And the guy who sponsored the activity, actually, it took place in the Hickory Hollow Mall, the one that's got bought. And there's a community center inside
there.
It's
always going to be Hickory Hollow.
You're right. The old Hickory Hollow.
We're going to call it what
we call it. Hickory Hollow.
You can't take all the patina off of Nashville.
Yep, that's true. That's historic.
My God.
But that's where he had it. So he funded the whole thing out of his pocket. So, my hat's off to him and the guy who had it. He just likes to empower other men.
Oh, that's
just his mission. That's just his ministry.
Right,
so, yeah.
Now. So he'd be waiting for Jesus out there.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That really is. Well, I hope the father's really got encouragement, you know, from...
I believe so. Anytime I had three or four afterwards that came to me and sort of sought me out to say thank you. So I always take that as
that's who touched one.
Yeah, because you can tell the hurt, the pain sometimes that moves on their faces, and it doesn't seem like anybody understood what they were dealing with. So,
yeah, and a lot of times, you know, people feel that way even though there's hundreds of millions of people on earth.
Somebody feels that. Yeah, like you're the only one dealing with it. So,
and that's because they don't talk, they don't open up.
That's the number one. There it is.
You know, some I purge on this radio. Yeah, I've been purging for a long time. On
that's the gift, huh?
Yes. That's what keeps me straight sane. I be purging.
Yeah.
And I'm not carrying around all that stuff. And, you know, because all these healers that I have on this radio, you know, I'll be working the spirit in here. I'm trying, you know, I want to have people on the show that can bring something to the airwaves and cut through some of the crazy noise. And I certainly feel that in all the years of being on the air. Even when I first had my first show, it was an empowerment show. And it wasn't here, it was in another city.
Yeah.
And I used to bring on leaders. And we talk about encouraging things, you know, encouraging families and different things of that nature. So, you know, I've always tried to find some people that could impart some wisdom on me. Instead of doing the feel sorry for yourself, because that'll mess you up. So I'm glad that the men came out and encouraged the conversations and stuff like that. And are they just going to do this once a year, or are they going to have it again?
This was his third year. He said it started out in his living room.
Uh-huh.
He just had a couple of guys over just to sort of encourage him.
Yeah.
And it just took off from there. So this is his third year. And I did give him a seed because I felt like it wasn't much, but just something to say, hey, I think that what you're doing is important.
That's what you do?
Yeah.
Them baby seeds add up, honey.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
And the old school, the original old school and then old school vernacular, pennies make dollars.
They do.
That's what my mama used
they
to
do.
Say. People would throw them on the ground. Yeah. We'd be going behind people picking them up.
Yeah, and especially that kind of work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it should have been, it should have been more packed than this. If that's right.
That's typical.
Yeah.
Anything that's going to make you better, there ain't nobody coming. If it's something that's going to take you straight to hell, the house is packed.
It is. Maybe if he had charged $100 to get in,
no,
it would have been packed, huh?
No. It would have been packed if it was some hip-hop music and some drinkities.
Okay.
That would have packed the house.
Yeah.
But, you know, to do something to make you better, everybody runs from that. And, you know, when you're doing it and working at the grassroots, grassroots know that all the time. If you get 30, you don't have a good day. Because that's classic. Nashville's the classic 35 people. They show up to about everything. And those will be the people who feel good about a lot of stuff. Anyway, well, I hope today is blessed for all of the dads out there. And for those that have lost their dads, I feel you. Because I lost mine 30 years ago. And ain't nothing I wouldn't give in this world to have him back. Because, you know, he would say, you know, I forgave you for all that money you used to borrow from me all the time. thank God. Because, you know, I would always hit him up, you know. Daddy, as grown as I was, that's a crying shame. But anyway, it's things like that that, you know, matter. You know, in the fatherhood and raising other kids. You know, my dad taught me how to use tools and, you know, stuff that would be carver breaks down. And you got to know what a jack is and a screwdriver is like, all this kind of stuff that has helped me in my life, just stuff like that, practical. things. And of course, he didn't want any ignorant kids. So, you know, no pressure. Like, oh my God, no pressure, Daddy. So, for many of you who have lost dads over the years, and you got some good memories, just marinate on those today. And know you were loved. Just in time for Father's Day. Oh, wait a minute. Today's Pastor's Roundtable, huh?
Sure is.
For the month of June. And I'm thinking all three of these might be fathers.
What? I know two of them are.
Okay,
the other pastor, I don't know.
Okay, we'll have to check. Okay.
So, yes.
All right, so
I know two of them are.
I'll tell you who they are in a minute. Yeah, I'll tell y'all. Just in time for Father's Day, the U.S. Census Bureau has released a report showing more than 60% of the 121 million men in the U.S. are fathers. That's a lot of dads.
That sure is.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Johnny Appleseed and everything. Data in the report released this week comes from 2014, when the Bureau for the first time asked both men and women about their fertility histories. The report says under three-quarters of fathers are married, almost 13% of dads are divorced, and 8% have never been married. The report shows just under a quarter of U.S. men between the ages of 40 and 50 are childless, and about 17% have never been married by middle age. Men with children are more educated than those without kids. Uh-oh. Because you have to be. The report says about 12% of fathers hold graduate degrees, but only about 7.5% of childless men do. So something about having those children, that responsibility, that changes everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, I always get, when I hear news on the news about people I know, it just really does just knock me down. And this one in particular did, because it was just, you just don't know when you hear about things and see things, you know, from one day to the next. And because this gentleman and his wife have been over here with us on numerous occasions. I was, you know, as many others, city and state leaders and longtime friends are expressing their condolences after the husband of a Nashville judge is killed in a car crash. Metro Police said 47-year-old Matt Kennigson was killed just after midnight Friday at the I-40 East I-24 split. His truck was stopped for unknown reasons in the area between the split. A car driven by Danny Wells Ebank cut across the area and hit the rear of Kensington's truck. Kensington died at the scene. Wells Ebank and his passenger, Brendan Evans, were not seriously hurt. Mary Mancini, the chair of the Tennessee Democratic Party and longtime friend of Kensington's, said there is a real sense of sadness and shock. Kennigson was married to Davidson County General Sessions Judge Linda Jones. Mancini said he was always by her side. And that's true, because when they would come up to the station and stuff, mm-hmm. they were together all the time. Matt, you know, she would be, where's Matt? I'm like, he's right there. And I mean, it was just so, you know, it was just, you know, I'm just really sad. Kennigson was also involved in the Democratic Party and ran for political office in 2010. He ran against Speaker Beth Harwell for the District 56 seat in the state legislature, but lost. He was also the president of Parthenon Tech, a software development company. He also started Make Nashville, a space that offers tools, materials, and classes for people to learn about everything from 3D printing to electronics. The funeral arrangements for Kennigson have not been announced. The district attorney's office will be consulted to determine if any charges will be filed in connection to the crash. And I checked the Philip Robinson online, where you could leave your tributes and thoughts, but I did not yet see the arrangements. So that's just really sad. And you remember when the last time they were here together, it was a radiothon.
That's right.
And she was in here and he was out there. And that was just not going to be good enough.
Yeah.
She was too much in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And because I said, well, we're going to swap y'all out. And now she ain't want that. So I got so tickled. I said, well, this, bring him in here. Because, you know, they love ones and they wanted to see each other. And, you know, this lovey-dovey. And I just thought that was so precious. But they actually had been up here on other occasions, too. You know, when she was running for that position and, you know, different things. So our hearts are really heavy for Judge Jones and her family. And we're sending out some love and some prayer to her. You know, I just, when I because my knowledge of a lot of people here in the city runs kind of deep. Every time I watch the news, I cringe because I just like, I know somebody, something, you know, you just hear so much. So we're thankful, Lord, for every moment of every day that you continue to give us as we move through our days and nights. And because you just do not know from, you know, from day to day.
That's true.
You don't know loved ones and things going on and, you know, people driving unconscious and blind out here and going too fast and trying to text and look at Facebook and see how many likes they got. Well, we would like it. We would like it if y'all would very much like put that thing down. Put it down. And all the other stuff that goes along with the distractions in the vehicles. Anyway, I stopped picking up the phone and all that a long time ago because, you know, those you know, those PSAs and things you see,
yeah,
that stuff is real.
Yes,
okay,
it is.
You just people slide over and do all kinds of stuff, and I'm not equating that to this story, but I do say that you do get concerned about it. I know I do when I'm out driving because people they pay attention, but then again their minds are on other things, and you can see it as you on the highways and byways. Folks that are unconsciously driving, having arguments on the phone. You know, both your left and right brain ain't agreeing. So how you gonna be able to know where you go when you're arguing with Boo and them? come on, you know, it just doesn't. You can't do it. You know, it's a lot of traffic patterns and people and tourists and all that. Y'all need your whole brain. And then when you get where you're going, you can do part brain, okay? Or when you're at the house and your wheels are taken from you, then you can do half brain. But not while you're on the road, for goodness sakes. Oh, man, that's a lot. Anyway, when we come back from the break, I'm going to mention a tuition increase. That the Board of Regents are.
What?
You know how everything gonna be on the increase.
Increase some of these scholarships.
And
grants.
What should be on the increase is everybody's checks.
That too. Everybody wants more money, but they don't want to. Everybody wants more money, but they don't want to pay anybody more money.
Well, now you're starting to get glory out of me this week.
How's that new tax package working out, huh?
Well, I don't know. It ain't working out so well for me, okay? I didn't like it. I don't like it at all. Anyway, when we come back from the break, we'll talk about that and a few other things. And then tell you who's in the pastor's roundtable today.
One of them's here already.
Well, bless Jesus.
He's in the green room.
Okay, then I'll say his name.
His last name, you might, it's famous for food.
See, you're going to make me have to read this thing.
Jamaican food. I'm not sure if he was expecting me to go there this morning.
I thought that, of course, he is not Jamaican.
He's not Jamaican. And we know of. So, yeah.
Anyway, let's take a time out, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
Want to give your opinion today? The phone lines are open. give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Terry W. Jones focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house, insurance, or life without having to give up college, insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Terry W. Jones in Nashville at 615-256-6066 or online at terrywjones.net and put the life back in life insurance.
This weekend is the Father's Day weekend, and what are you doing for your dad this weekend?
The Lord put me in a good spot.
There's Big Bill Morganfield, and he's talking about how proud he is to be this guy's son. Since the show is for dear old dad this weekend, we'll play the absolute best in Father's Day blues and Southern soul. Join me, Rosine Bailey, the happiest dad in America, for Blues Time in the City this Father's Day weekend right here. Catch Blues Time in the City Sundays from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on Jazzy 88.
Support for WFSK comes from the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute at Vanderbilt, which helps adults over 50 rediscover the joy of learning and build community through diverse social interaction. Beginning June 17th, the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute at Vanderbilt presents summer classes, which run through July 31st. Among the classes are the original Fisk Jubilee Singers, their tour and their music, taught by Dr. Paul Kwame, Fisk Associate Professor of Music. Since the ensemble introduced the Negro spirituals to the world, the course will cover aspects of this genre of music, including form, melodic structure, and more. Also being offered is a history of Fisk University, the unfolding story of the struggle to reach the American dream through education. The instructor is Dr. Revis Mitchell, professor of history at Fisk. Scholarships are available. To register, call 615-343-0700. That's 615-343-0700. Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
All righty, Nashville, Sharon Kay is in the house. Mighty glad to be on Jazzy 88 WFSK Historic Fisk University. And a couple more newsy items for you, and then I'll talk about the Pastor's Roundtable. Tennessee's governor says he will call for a special session to replace the state's House Speaker, who plans to step down amid a scandal over explicit text messages. News outlets report that Governor Bill Lee made the announcement to reporters last night ahead of the Tennessee Republican Party's Statesman Dinner in Nashville. Lee says he expects the special session will occur in August, but he has not picked an exact date yet. After a vote of no confidence by his Republican caucus, House Speaker Glenn Cassidy announced he would resign on August 2nd. Cassidy had been dogged by calls to resign since it was revealed he exchanged text messages containing sexually explicit language about women with his former chief of staff several years ago, among other controversies. And I would think if he's a Democrat, they'd have probably booted him.
Oh, you already know.
He'd have been booted the next day.
You know, the righteous right would have said, how could you?
Right.
You should step down immediately.
Never, so and ever.
Yes. Move out of the country.
Oh, man. My goodness. Yes. Not even the religious, just the right. There he is. Like, you know. Lord. You know, how dare you do something like that? And this man gets time to think about it. That's deep.
Well, I do have to give them credit. They have at least moved off of, you know, well, he said he was sorry. And so we should forgive him. So, you know, we want to be good Christian-like folk and just allow him to...
They have not forgiven Bill Clinton. Okay, come on. Give me a break.
We should move on because he said back in our office, I met with him. Mm-hmm. So therefore, he said that he was sorry. We should forgive him and move on from this.
Well, and let me just say that the governor is from speaker is probably his state representative. Because they're both Williamson County, Franklin, and I'm just thinking that was probably his mm-hmm. his. So that's the foot dragon to me. Okay. They were probably friends.
Buddies.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's hard to kick your friend to the curb.
Bob, how could you?
Right. Well, Bill, I told you
to kick this stuff.
No, it's like the conversation between them, you know, I mean, come on, you already know the story.
Bob, you're making me look bad. Just come on. Why couldn't you keep this stuff under the rug?
No, he'd be saying, not Bob, he'd be saying Glenn. Okay? Glenn, you've got to stop, man. I'm like, you're killing my reputation. And Williamson
making
County,
it hard for you. You know, now I got to come out here and try to put a spin on this.
And I'm not juicing or gassing, but I will say, the fact that he probably is his state representative. Mm-hmm. They're from the same region, represent the same region. He's probably voted for him or given to his campaign before, the governor.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just thinking.
Yeah.
So is he the one that gets to make the decision? Seemed like that would be kind of a conflict of interest.
That still matters these days. I mean, you know.
Only if you're a Democrat, it matters.
That?
If you're a Republican,
what's a conflict
of interest? Matters.
Freedom of choice, freedom of speech. All of a sudden,
nothing. You know, who cares, right? Not today's realm. Oh my goodness! All standards have been tossed out to the wind. Now you know we have a Father's Day that's sunny and beautiful now. But that could change this afternoon.
It's going to change.
Yeah, you guys. So get your dad events and activities in, if you don't mind some rain falling on you. Now, it says 30%. A 30% chance for some thunderstorms moving through the area. And it's going to warm up 91 today, and the chance for rain stays with us through tonight and tomorrow for the next couple of days. But at least we got through some days and didn't have any storms. And the Jefferson Street Jazz Blues Festival was able to be held and didn't get stormed down. So, you know, the Lord worked it out, and a nice breeze yesterday. Today, you know, it'd be nice to have a touch of breeze because 91 is still hot. And we have a 30% chance for rain tonight and then a 50 for showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. And it's still going to be rather warm, high about 88. And looking up until I see chances for showers all the way up all week long. So what we haven't had in the last week or so, we're going to have this week. It looks like Monday, Tuesday night. Yeah, it's umbrella time for real. So currently, we are some sunshine in the city and 75 gorgeous degrees on this Father's Day in Nashville. And two quick notes before I introduce these two anointed vessels that just fill the air in my room, in my studio. You know, I always tell the pastors when they come in, I can feel it's like they open the door and the anointing just falls in. So, yeah, sometimes when y'all have it, y'all bring it. And I'm receptive to things, so. Like when you're sitting over somewhere and you get a breeze blow through, you feel that. Yeah, sometimes that's what some of y'all do when you walk in here. But anyway, we hope that you all have a very pleasant and wonderful Father's Day today. All of our fathers and our grandpas and men that stand up for the community and things of that nature, we hope your day is absolutely blessed. And what's the 411 with Sharon Kay? Is brought to you by Terry W. Jones independent agent, State Farm Insurance. We thank you so very much for supporting What's the 411. And I want to wish T. Jones a happy Father's Day as well. He has been a longtime supporter of this show, and he is loving his role as dad. And we pray for our dads all the time that they can have some strength. And I have two in the room that I know good and well are fathers. Move up closer, Reverend Nora. There you go. Because we want to hear what you got to say. We want to hear you today. Now, let me introduce. And both of them have been on the broadcast before. And both of these two that are here right now were excellent guests and really, really brought it in. So we're happy to have y'all back. And this one here in particular, to my left, I see him every day because he lives so close. I said, if you don't come and you live across the street, I'm gonna go knock at your door. Let's take the long mic cord over there. Now, Rail, because you know I have to do it. But anyway, Reverend Jason Curry is the dean of the Fisk Memorial Chapel. And Dean Curry, it is always good to spend some time in your presence. How are you?
Fine. How are you doing this morning?
Well, I'm just happy to, bless Jesus, I'm happy to see you. This would be the curry that I mean, like the Jamaican that you heard asked before the break.
Yes.
Okay. If you weren't here, Reverend Orr, I said sometimes I don't want to say their name until they're actually here, just in case whatever happens. And he did say one person was here. This was as you was coming up. And I said, well, he gave me a hint, and he said, it makes you think about Jamaican food. And I was like, Jamaican food? I looked at the names on the list. I'm like, it's not Jamaican food. Listen, so it just came down to curry.
Yes.
Okay, as in chicken.
Yes.
He went straight to chicken, and which is something about us. We as African-Americans, we go straight to that all the time. And anyway, also in here with us this morning, returning, is Reverend Samuel Orr of Rock United Ministries. How you doing?
I'm well.
Well, you're looking well.
Once again,
as I tell folk in today's realm, your black is not cracking at all. It looks good. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Now, Reverend Orr, tell everybody where the Rock United Ministries is, and is there a special service today or anything you have?
Well, today is Father's Day, as you know, and I'm going to be speaking on what a real father is. But that's about it. We're located at 2422 Alameda Street, right down the street.
Oh, wow.
On the other side of Meharry.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's over there by Hadley Park?
That's actually over there by Pearl Cone High School.
Okay.
Right behind Westwood.
Okay. Does that church have like a steeple on it or white?
No, that's Westwood.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Westwood.
I saw that this morning, and I just noticed.
With a little small rock building.
Okay.
Rock church right behind that.
Okay. I guess hence the name Rock United, huh? And Dean Curry, do you have a early service this morning at the chapel?
Not this morning. So we primarily meet during the academic year, during the semester. So we'll start again when the students come back in August.
So what do people do that want to go to the chapel?
Well, if they call me, sure, we can have a service wherever two or three are gathered in his
Amen.
Name.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Okay. So is this like your time off? Because I know you teach classes and do a lot of other stuff. Does
right.
that mean you're off?
Well, officially, I guess from preaching at Fisk University, I'm off, but I have a number of colleagues throughout the nation, mm-hmm. and they need a break, so they'll call me and say, hey, Curry, come preach for me. So
oh, okay.
I'm often busy in the summer preaching around the nation for
really?
Friends.
Oh, you carrying the torch for Jesus all over the nation, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead. Well, I'm glad we were able to fit in your schedule, because it was, for a minute, it looked like you were going to be out of town.
Right.
But it worked very well. Now, do you all know each other?
No, we've seen each other, but
yes.
We officially met about 10 minutes ago.
Oh, well, that's beautiful. Well, now you got a neighborhood connection, I see.
Yes.
Right around the corner. Well, we're glad to have both of you here. Now, as you, Reverend Orr was saying that you're going to be preparing a Father's Day message for them today, I would like to take you all there first, since that's what today is. And not for, to kill your message for your church, but just to speak on fatherhood and the responsibilities that come with it, and just exactly what does it mean to be a father, as it relates also in there to the Heavenly Father, because we're His children.
Well, Sharon, you know, one of, and especially in our community, one of our issues is they always say that deadbeat dads and dads are never in the house.
That's true.
But God was the ultimate father. You know, Jesus Christ being His son, we're being the adopted children into Christ. We have an example of a father, and God the Father was always an example of love. And I tell people nowadays that just because you're not in that household doesn't mean that you can't, you don't have to be a father.
Right.
Now, everybody can be a daddy, plant seeds, but you have to nurture that seed.
Yes, yes.
So that's where we're at today.
Do you think that fathers of today know how to do this job?
Actually, the Bible tells us that you tell this generation and that generation tells the next generation.
Right.
But the only book that I know on instructions on how to be a father is the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not picking up that word, then, you know, you can take care of the children, you can chastise the children, but are you really loving them?
Right.
And I think that's what our young men are missing.
Mm-hmm.
Young men and women.
And Dean Curry, I'm going to get your response on the other side. Because as you were speaking, I was just thinking of how a chain is a chain when the links are not broken. But there's a lot of broken links. And men that didn't have a father growing up are really going to have a difficult time trying to figure this out. So, you know, for you guys that are in those situations, you know, having a good pastor, a faith walk, or as Reverend Orr just said, reading the Bible. And that's a whole nother chapter right there, is getting people to crack it open. Thus said the Lord, taste and see and all that, you know. So they're like, what you talking about, Sharon Kay? Read. Anyway, it's Father's Day Sunday, Pastor's Roundtable for the month of June. We're happy to have in the studio this morning Reverend Samuel Orr of Rock United Ministries and Reverend Jason Curry, Dean of the Fisk Memorial Chapel. Let's take a time out and we'll be right back.
Want to give your opinion today? The phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Terry W. Jones focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house, insurance, or life without having to give up college, insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Terry W. Jones in Nashville at 615-256-6066 or online at terrywjones.net and put the life back in life insurance.
For the next jazz night in America, Carry Me Home, a
program from the hardest working string quartet in jazz, Turtle Island.
We aren't crossing over. We were all there already, trying to express from within. To this day, I think that's what we represent.
And their latest collaborator, pianist Cyrus Chestnut.
It's great to be in an environment that inspires growth.
I'm Christian McBride, and that's next time on Jazz Night in America. Catch Jazz Night in America every Sunday from 2 to 3 p.m. and Wednesdays from 6 to 7 p.m. here at listener-supported Jazzy 88.
Jazz music fans from far and near will converge on Nashville for the annual Music City Jazz Festival, Friday and Saturday, July 19th and 20th at Public Square Park downtown. Sunscreen, hat, sunshades, and sandals are in order for the Jazz Jam of the Year, featuring some of the hottest names in contemporary jazz. Enjoy fiery performances from the dynamic duo Althea Renee and Jeanette Harris, Marc Antoine and keyboardist Alex Bouillon, trumpeter Willie Bradley. And what about jazz funk souls Jeff Lorber, Everett Harp, and Paul Jackson Jr.? And be sure not to miss the performance of this year's legend group, the Yellow Jackets, or hear the silky, soulful vocals from Lindsey Webster and making his first Nashville appearance in more than 25 years, Pete Velasco.
I feel strong enough. I feel strong enough.
You'll party hardy to Stormin' Norman Brown with smoking saxophonist Huge Groove, Tennessee's own Kirk Whalum with jamming guitarist Jonathan Butler, and Mr. Smooth as he wants to be, Najee. The Music City Jazz Festival, more than just an event, it's a destination. July 19th and 20th in downtown Nashville. For more information, visit musiccityjazzfest.com or wfskfm.org. Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
All right, in Nashville, Sharon Kay is in the house. Mighty glad to be on Jazzy 88 WFSK Historic Fisk University. And this is our Pastor's Roundtable for the month of June. And every month on the third Sunday, we bring in two or three of our city's pastors to discuss the issues of the day and the challenges and et cetera, that Christians and just people in general are dealing with. And Dean Curry just, now, Reverend Dean Curry, or, you know, some people might think Dean is your first name. It's not. It's
Jason.
Yeah, he's the dean of the Fisk Chapel. Anyway, because when I introduced you, I was like, they don't think his first name is Dean. No, it's Jason. Reverend Curry, before the break, you know, the question and et cetera as it relates to fathers on this Father's Day. Mm-hmm. And then as that relationship is father to child, our Heavenly Father to us, his children. Mm. Can you put some parallels on that?
Sure, yeah. So you're exactly right. As people of God, as Christians, our point of departure is Jesus Christ. Mm. And we're not, I have to tell people, Davidians from David or Solomonians from Solomon. We follow Christ. Yeah. So that is our point of departure. And as Reverend Orr stated, we have to look to God. From a philosophical or theological perspective, we can talk about the attributes of God, what we attribute to God. So we say God is good all the time, and all the time God is good.
Yes.
So that suggests if God is good, then we ought to be good. And we can talk about what good is from an ethical framework, but are you a good person? Do you know right from wrong? Are you a person who calls wrong right and right wrong?
But there's a lot of people that do nowadays.
They do.
And there's one in Washington, D.C. who really does.
Yes. Right, right. So, So I think it's important to understand who God is. God is merciful.
Yes,
God is
yes.
loving.
Yes.
We talk about agape love, unearned, unmerited love. We didn't earn it, but we receive it.
Mm-hmm.
So that presupposes if we are Christians, if we are following Jesus Christ and God the Father,
yeah.
then we ought to be loving.
Yeah.
We ought to be forgiving. We
yeah.
ought to be merciful. So our point of departure would be what Jesus would do. We look at the life and the ministry of Jesus, God in the flesh, and we say, okay, he did this. What ought we to be doing as Father? So that's a great starting point, I think.
And now, let me get your perspectives on this from folks that haven't had a father or that figure in their lives, so they don't even really have a clue. There's so many people out here who are hurting because they didn't have a relationship with their dad, or their dad did not get along with the mother, and it caused conflict, and etc. So how does that work? Because there's a lot of people who have get these days like this, and they're feeling a sense of something,
mm-hmm.
and it's not happiness and joy, but it's sadness and sorrow. Reverend, or are you going to encounter people like that on this day and others? Well, what words could you share that will comfort them?
Well, one of the things is that I give you a great example. An example of I believe mentors,
mm-hmm.
right mentors. When I was in elementary school, there was great teachers. I never will forget. I was at East High in 76 to 79,
mm-hmm.
and there was a principal, Mr. Garrett, big
mm-hmm.
giant guy who I was afraid of. but he took me under his wing.
Mm-hmm.
When I became a pastor, minister, I've always looked up to older men.
Yes.
A lot of times we forget that our community raised us.
Yeah.
Our people perish from lack of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So the great example is I was hanging out with a young lady yesterday and who I'm her stepfather. And Friday night, I said, "Where are you getting your dad for Father's Day?" And she said, "I hadn't thought about it."
Mm.
I said, "Oh, wait a minute, you hadn't thought about it?" She said, "No." And I'm not going to go into full detail.
Sure.
But I said, so while we was riding around yesterday, I said, "Well, we're going to go get your dad a Father's Day gift."
Wow.
And she was like, "Okay."
Wow.
I said, "Do you know what he likes?"
Yeah.
And she said, "No." And that's where the gap comes in,
mm-hmm.
is we have to teach the children that if the father don't come,
right.
you push and allow him and make him come.
Yeah.
And the way you do that is you get to know him. Again, as I said, our people perish from lack of knowledge.
Yeah.
And if you don't know what he likes, whenever you're around him, ask.
Right.
If you ask the questions. So
yeah.
I told him, I said, just ask him
yeah.
when you're around him today.
Yeah.
Ask him, what do he like?
Yeah.
You know, not just sports. What do he like?
Right.
You know,
so. Open up the dialogue.
Yeah.
Open up the
yeah,
dialogue.
That's good. Ask what you want to say.
I want to say, he probably can't hear me because he yeah, put yeah,
right.
his headphones on. I wanted to say I commend you for what you did. I was privileged to speak at an activity yesterday, Fathers to Father, and I mentioned that in dealing with, because I'm a stepdad as well, and one of the things that I mentioned to the men who were in the audience, because I said, well, if you have a child that just so happens to be out of wedlock, at some point, if you get married, then you're going to have to introduce someone to that person, as well as if you marry someone who has a child or children, you're going to take on that role. And I said, I encourage the relationships with my stepkids and their fathers.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's important for them to have that relationship,
right.
and they should not have to choose. That's the most important part that I heard you talk about with what you said. Mm-hmm. I don't put myself in a position where they have to choose loyalty between myself and their father, because I think that is a big mistake when we do that. And a lot of men do that. And a lot of men, a lot of women encourage their significant other to do that. And I feel like that is just wrong.
It is wrong.
Irrespective of what they have done, and that's one of the things I told the fathers, you know, you still have to give them grace because you don't know what God can do in their lives whenever they, you know, if they straighten up, whatever the situation is, they should have that freedom and that latitude to have that relationship when it matures or if it matures.
Yeah. Right, and if I can add to that, here's the problem. A lot of times, one of the things I try to teach people is that don't talk against the other parent.
Right.
And no parent, no stepfather, no parent should ever talk against the other.
Mm-hmm.
Because while you think you're doing good,
right,
you're also causing problems with that.
Right.
With their relationship with you and that person.
Right. Well, a lot of times, you know, people are so caught up in whatever it is they're caught up in, they're not thinking about the problems they're creating for the children. That's like so low on the totem pole, they just don't even think about it at all. And I think when blended families or steps or whatever you have a situation, you have to, that has to be in the front and the back of your brain all the time. Because you know, you could be messing with somebody for the rest of their life by, you know, setting up a pattern of well, I hate your daddy or your mama ain't this. And, you know, and I just think it's just really, it messes them up as far as other things in life and the trajectory that they could be on because they didn't have a positive influence. Think her.
Sure, yes. Well, I'm a product of a single-parent household.
Mm-hmm.
I was born in Rochester, New York, but raised in Buffalo, New York, and my mother was pregnant when she was 16
mm-hmm.
and had me when she was 17.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a rocky journey,
mm-hmm.
I guess, being the product of a single parent.
You're an only child?
Only child.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why I tell folk, I've been standing for myself and speaking for myself for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be fooled by the shirt and tie and standard English. I'll do that. I have no problem. So I was an only child. And I am eternally grateful for the influence of my uncle and my grandfather who took me in as their own and gave me their last names and made sure that I had what I needed to have as a young man in the inner city. And there are a lot of, I guess, potholes and pitfalls and a lot of things that young men can get into.
Sure.
And they made sure that I stayed on the straight and narrow path. And I attribute that to not only their love for me, but their love for God.
Yes.
They took me to church and had no idea that I would end up being a minister, but it's a direct result of their influence in my life. So I'm grateful. And
So those strong role models around you.
Yes, yes, who adopted me as their own.
Oh,
I had absolutely no relationship with my biological father.
Really?
He passed about 2 years ago, yeah.
You had no relationship with him?
No relationship. If I saw him on the street, I wouldn't know who he was, you know. And you know, that was a sore spot because I was an athlete, always in the newspapers for doing something and sort of never showed up. But the love of my uncle and the love of my grandfather sort of filled that void. And God's love, too.
Yes,
I grew up in the church. God's love is deep and it's wide.
It is.
And God can address these challenges that young men have.
Yeah.
And in that sense, I think we still need to look to the church for support and stability. People have lots of criticisms now against the church, young people.
Sure.
You know, I work with them, and they're highly critical in many instances, and maybe rightly so, because we've had some missteps with the scandals so forth.
Definitely.
But I think it's still an organization that has value in terms of helping young men to be all that they can be as human beings.
And it does offer a sense of structure.
Yes.
You know, and respect.
What sport did you play?
Let's see. I was all high in football.
Okay. I know. We're sitting here saying,
I had no idea. Yeah.
Yeah, all high in football, inside, outside linebacker, and all state in track, 400 meters.
You played linebacker?
Yes, sir.
You was out there dishing out punishment. Oh, my gosh.
That's so hard to believe because you're just so mild mannered. Yeah.
Who would have guessed? You was out there cracking heads. Wow.
That, he learned that from being on the channel. Right. Yeah. Did you grow up in a full household, Reverend Orr?
I actually had a stepfather, but my stepfather was very abusive.
Really?
He was abusive to my mother and abusive to me, so I clinged to my father more.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a rough edge there. But it taught me to be opposite.
Huh. So did you have a relationship with your biological parents?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And what did you glean from that relationship?
Well, I'm telling you, it's amazing. When I was in the world, mm-hmm. he was in the world.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And then he started going to church, and I was still over on the other side.
So he led by example?
He led by example.
Isn't that beautiful?
The good and the bad. Because what he did, people would always say, you know how they say, you just like your daddy?
Right.
What he did, I literally was just like him.
Wow.
Even to the point of when he changed his life, I changed mine.
Wow.
And
that's beautiful.
And we was able to, matter of fact, I did his eulogy when he passed away, and I was able to reflect on that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good. It's good to have that relationship, and we've had our bumps because I was able to tell him what I didn't like growing up inside an abusive household toward me and my mother, and I asked the question why.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I did ask that question why you and my mother,
of course,
you know, those things.
Yeah.
But all in all, looking back, I was glad that they wasn't in the same house.
You think that changed the style of relationship you had with him because he wasn't there?
That, and I don't think I would be where I'm at today.
Really?
If he had, because I look at Reverend Curry, and if his father had been there, he may not be the man that he is.
Now, that's true. That is absolutely true. You could have went an entirely different direction.
That's true.
We would have never seen you at this.
Right, that's right.
You could have ended up in the NFL or something. We wouldn't have seen you.
Right.
Yeah, and I guess that to me is the moral of the story.
Mm-hmm.
Simply because, you know, you all are our leaders, and you're right in your own rights, and you've earned the roles, and the Lord selected you to do your job, and, you know, you've blessed a lot of people, and you've encouraged a lot of people. But if you had not had the situation as you did, you wouldn't have been able to do that. I mean, that's a lot for people to get a hold of today and to recognize whatever position or condition you're in. Because sometime in the jails, they listen to the show.
Yes.
Because y'all could use a word of inspiration. That's what we do. And because there's a lot of men, fathers that are incarcerated a lot, and they're dealing with issues, and their children are dealing with them as well. So I want to speak on that this morning with my guest pastors. And if you have a question or comment, you want to be in our Father's Day discussion as it relates to the Heavenly Father's love for his children and the children that you have and the love that you get or wish you had, you can call us. It's 615-329-8810. That's 615-329-8810. We're going to take this really quick time out, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kim.